I work as a therapist here in Texas, and apparently the souls in purgatory have told Maria Sima that if everyone went to confession, I would be out of a job. So I probably should not be talking to you about this chapter, but you know what? I do. I want you to go to confession. I want to have no one calling me. I don't want to have any work, because then I can sit back and know that everyone is psychologically well, that everyone is happy. Sounds crazy? Well, join me in today's video and find out what I'm even talking about. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, you know, one thing that we have to keep thinking, by the way, before I even go there, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and we are in this wonderful series about purgatory in the book, Get Us Out of Here with Maria Sima and Nikki Eltz, who was the interviewer. So this has been an amazing book where we have learned so much. And one thing that I wanted to say was, yes, we're learning from Maria Sima, but really we are learning from her experiences in her conversations with the souls in purgatory. So we are learning from the souls in purgatory because God allowed them to communicate all of this to us. And we have this awesome book, so unique amongst every other book in purgatory. Whereas in many of those books, you know, it was a saint or a mystic who had a vision of purgatory and described it. Here it's actual information. And in today's chapter, we're talking about confession, something that many of us are super afraid of, and we have maybe this wrong impression about, and we get a lot of answers in today's chapter. So hear out these amazing things that she has to say. What, if anything, have the poor souls told you about the sacrament of reconciliation or confession? She says, oh yes, they have mentioned it. They are very saddened that it has become so unpopular, so neglected. It is such a great gift from God that only Satan would want to destroy it. And again, I'm afraid that he's done a very good job at this. Confession, as it ought to be called, is something to run for with joy and not, as Satan wishes, something of which one need be in the slightest of ways afraid. Don't worry, there is nothing that you can possibly tell a good priest that he hasn't yet heard. A good priest knows full well that he, with all that he has learned and experienced, is a far greater sinner than you are. Okay. There's a couple things there. First of all, okay, so here's an image. Right by where I live, there's a Quick Quack, and that's this car wash that you wash your car for about $7 or $8, and then you get free vacuum right afterwards, and people line up for it. It's a great thing. When you go and wash your car, it's awesome. You feel great, and you drive to it with joy. Well, she's saying the same thing, that we need to run to confession with joy, because we are about to be cleansed, our souls are about to be purified in the blood of Jesus, and as St. Catherine of Siena says, the priest has the keys to the blood of Jesus, and that's why we go there. But she says one thing that I think is interesting, that there's nothing that you could possibly tell a good priest that he hasn't yet heard about. My challenge to you is to come up with a sin that your local priest has never heard of, so that when you do go to confession, they'll say, I've never heard of that sin. Okay, maybe weird challenge, but think about that. That'd be an interesting conversation to have with a priest, to ask them, is there a sin that you've never heard of, that you know is out there, but has never been confessed? That'd be an awesome thing to know. And then the second part, what was it that she said? That the priest knows full well that he's a far greater sinner than you. Well, a couple chapters ago, we were talking about the little clip that I had said, priest and sisters in purgatory. And people were sort of shocked. Well, she's saying that when you go to confession, the priest is a bigger sinner than you. How could that be the case unless you that are listening are very holy people? Well, it's because more is demanded of the priest, and the priest has received so much more. So he knows more than you. He has been given more than you. He has more opportunities than you. Therefore, no matter what you do, even the smallest sins of the priest are weighed much heavier than yours. Hence, she says, the priest is a greater sinner than you. Now, many of us, I don't know if you've ever really thought about that, but it's true. Now, this next thing that I'm about to tell you is something that I probably shouldn't tell you. So you know that it's true because it doesn't benefit me. Again, I'm a therapist and I benefit from people coming to me for therapy. So the next few things that I'm about to say, you have to listen. I know we live in an ADD world, and since this isn't a video about me giving people $1 million, you're not going to want to watch till the end, but I am going to give people $1 million at the end of this video. So you have to stay. See, do you like that YouTube trick? Whenever you watch a video, by the way, and someone says, stay till the end because blah, 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 it's a trick. So I'm using the same old trick. I'm giving $1 million to someone at the end of this video, so you better stay. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this. The poor souls have told me that 60% of all depressions in the world would not be if people took advantage of this great gift. What great gift? Prozac, therapy, healthy eating, exercise, matcha green tea. What is it? What's the healthy gift? Confession. Confession. Isn't that crazy that if people took advantage of confession, 60% of depressions would be gone. I've worked with psychiatrists, with all different types of people, and there's all these advanced things that people are trying to do because they want to help those that have confession, or sorry, that have depression, and it doesn't help them. They try everything. These are well-meaning psychologists and counselors and therapists and doctors and people like that. They want to help these people, but they can't. They can't. And even the people that come for their depression, they want to get help. So these are not evil people. But the point is that that despite their well-meaning intentions, there's something more that's there. Confession heals depression. Wow. That should be the title of a book, right? You like that? 60% of all depressions of the world would be healed if people went to confession. That's wild. That's wild. Like, if you bought this book and paid $100 and that's all you learned, then that's unbelievable. Listen to this. Again, many doctors, drug companies, and agencies would be out of business if everyone went to confession regularly. What's regularly? About once a month, but you can also go more, of course, maybe every couple of weeks. I heard that Saint John Paul II went once a week. So think about that. Our Lord can save and heal everybody and everything of his choice if people would only call on him. Our Lady has said, and I think this was in Medjugorje, that monthly confession, see, the monthly, huh? I was right, would heal the West. What's the biggest thing that's plaguing the West? Depression and anxiety. Those are the two things that people go to therapy for. So those of you, some of you had comments about you struggling with depression, go to confession more regularly, once a month. Confess mortal and venial sins. She talks about this later, that it's not just, oh, I killed somebody. No. It's those minor sins that often are really hurting you. Take your whole family to confession, those that will listen to you. We try to do that for the healing of your family, past and present. It's an amazing thing. Let's see. Next question, because this is so good. How would you respond to those many people who say, and do so with sincerity, that they do not need to go to a priest of confession, that they do not need to tell everything to another person, but can go straight to God themselves? Oh, you hear this all the time. This is such a silly excuse because everybody uses it. If this was true, again, the psychiatrists and psychologists would not be enjoying such a booming business. Both the smartest and the simplest could go to the same priest. and both would be equally amazed at the fruits and the graces that will flow out of that short and free meeting with Jesus. Every human being has the same need to confess guilt. And all those long-lasting, long-winded, and very expensive therapies, therapy can be super expensive. She continues by saying, "Don't you think that the one who gave us life to start with is also capable of giving us infinitely more than the how to cope chatter of the majority of psychologists? God bless them. Most of them do not dare address the reality of sin. And then how could they possibly address the reality of forgiveness? They have to live on repeat business and are not going to confession then guarantees them their next big car." Yeah, I don't have a very big car because I encourage people to go to confession. "They thrive on our sins while Jesus died for us to conquer and erase them forever." So she's basically saying that Jesus gives us so much more than what we can get in therapy. Now, let's put all this in context. So she said that 60% of people, 60% of depressions and possibly all psychological things would be healed if people went to confession. Probably so true. So is there still work for therapists? Yes, there's that other 40% that people need help with. And that 60%, I don't want them to go to therapy because they're not even going to be helped. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you go to a doctor with something that doctor can't help you with, you want them to go to a specialist. Well, the specialist for these things is Jesus, and he can't be replaced by anyone. My friends, the souls in purgatory have spoken again through Maria Sima, and I've had the privilege of sharing it with you. Go to confession. Please pray and support this channel. Speaking of support, I'm going to put a link here for different ways that you can support this channel. One is through Patreon. Another is through merchandise that I'll be selling just to help raise some funds. I would love to do this full time. I'll be talking more about this in different videos as this channel begins growing. Pray for me and all the Catholic YouTubers that we may flood this wonderful media with the Word of God. God bless you and have a beautiful day.